The leading issue during this campaign season has been jobs and the economy. And here in the Tampa Bay area, it's so important that we talk in terms of tourism, fishing, a clean environment, clean beaches, because that's the lifeblood for so many small businesses.
And with those small businesses come jobs.
Over 84,000 jobs are created in Pinellas County as a result of tourism.
That was Robin Soley, president of the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce. She said if efforts to clean up residual effects of the 2010 oil disaster aren't continued, it could cost people their jobs.
They come here because we were voted 2012 number one beach in the world. We're constantly in the top 10 beaches in the world with TripAdvisor. We need to continue the pace, and we need to continue to be informed.
Last week, the Coast Guard found an oil sheen near the site of the oil spill, and it matches oil from the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Allison Chin, president of the Sierra Club, said that just proves that no matter what, drilling comes with risks.
Drilling is dirty, dangerous, and deadly. And this rush to drill in deep water, I just don't understand. When we've got, I don't know what more proof we need that we can't do this safely.
Lawmakers in Washington passed the Restore Act this year that allocates money from a settlement with BP to Gulf Coast communities. It also sets aside some of the money specifically for research. Andrew Shepard is the director of the Gulf of Mexico University Research Collaborative.
We have to quantify and publicize the total economic value of the Gulf ecosystem services. Gulf, ocean, and coastal ecosystem goods generate over $2 trillion every year in gross domestic product, not including at least 30% more non-market values such as coastal protection from storms and spills, clean water, and habitat for wildlife and fish. Decision makers need this information to balance conservation with the quick payoffs of exploitation.
Shepard said the research initiative goes beyond just the oil spill.
We support a Gulf-wide ocean observing and monitoring program, which is required to provide the baseline data needed to manage our natural resources and assess and respond to both chronic, things like climate change, and abrupt environmental stresses like the oil spill.
And the Sierra Club's Chin said there also needs to be a change in the way people think.
We'd love to see people move away from their dependency on cars, and reduce the number of vehicle miles traveled per person by making public transportation more available. High-speed rail, to connect our communities. Bicycling, pedestrian walkways and stuff. I think all that not only is good for the environment, it's good economically, it's good for personal pocketbooks, it's good for our health.
But that conversation isn't happening. During the first presidential debate, GOP nominee Mitt Romney criticized President Barack Obama for spending money on alternative energy sources like wind and solar. A Romney-Ryan presidency concerns Congressmember Kathy Castor.
They are not going to look at alternative energies and chart a future for this country.
Romney has said he wants to expand U.S. oil production by using the Keystone XL pipeline and even by drilling in Alaska. He claims spending money on alternative energy won't get the U.S. any closer to energy independence, but the Sierra Club's Chin said it's an important investment, especially in places like Florida, where the health of an ecosystem plays a key role in the economy.
I also reject the fact that, it's a choice between environmental health and economic health. I think they go hand in hand.